On March 19th at Morgan State University, the American Institute of Architects Baltimore celebrates Women's History Month with a talk and a sneak peek of an MHC-supported traveling exhibition launching in June that highlights early women architects in Maryland. Lectures and discussions will also offer the public a forum for dialogue on the impact of early women architects and the context in which they worked. Jillian Storms and Sadie Dempsey are both architects, members of the Women's Diversity Committee of the AIA, and creators of the upcoming exhibit. They tell us more about a few of these pioneering women.
Catherine Cutler Ficken became the first female registered architect in Maryland in 1936, the first year that the state offered an architectural license. She had previously received an architecture degree from George Washington University and spent several years in her father's Washington, D.C. architecture firm. Clients like Montgomery County Public Schools and University of Maryland kept the firm afloat during the Depression. From then until she married Rudolph Ficken in 1947, she produced work under the name Catherine Cutler Architect. At the age of 24, she landed her first project, the American Instrument Company Factory. We are working with the Silver Spring Historical Society to solve the mystery of how she received this large commission. The Claire Hyatt Estate in Boyds, Maryland, is one of her fascinating projects, which was started in 1942. It included a manor house, dairy barns, and even a watering system for the fields. Masterful at integrating functionality into design, Catherine planned the farm as a production line that a sole woman could run during the war. The fairy tale residence miraculously survives today in the middle of a large housing development. With its fanciful architecture, the owners dubbed it Redwall, after the red stone abbey of the popular children's book. Sadie, would you like to tell us about the women you studied?
Sure. Rose Greeley and Gertrude Sawyer both graduated from the Cambridge School of Architecture and Landscape Architecture in Massachusetts, which was opened in 1915 for women. Rose graduated in 1920 and became D.C.'s first woman licensed architect in 1925. She practiced architecture and landscape architecture, designing small city gardens in D.C. and large estate gardens outside the city. Her work as Gertrude Sawyer's landscape architect at Jefferson Patterson Estate in St. Leonard, Maryland, reveals her approach concerning the transitions between home and landscape. Gertrude Sawyer graduated from the Cambridge School in 1922, became a Maryland licensed architect in 1936, and later was licensed in three other states, something remarkable for a woman during that time. One of Gertrude's greatest projects was at Jefferson Patterson Estate. From 1932, she designed 26 structures on the property. The detailing and functionality of the estate's grand house demonstrates her dedication to the great design. During World War II, Gertrude became a lieutenant commander after enlisting in the Navy's Civil Engineer Corps, the Seabees. Gertrude was applauded for her work designing housing for 14,000 people, among other projects. Archives at the Jefferson Patterson Museum and the Pratt Library are among various Maryland institutions which have made it possible for us to bring these women's stories to the public, so we all may learn from them.
Learn about the Women in Architecture event on March 19th at facebook.com/AIA.WAM. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as history and journalism, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.